We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I want you to call your attention to the third psalm. I'm reading this psalm almost through because there's one verse to which I wish to call special attention. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many that be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and my lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept, and I awake, for the Lord sustained me. Now I read through the fifth verse of this psalm. I want you to notice that verse especially. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. You know, many women, it's very interesting to go through the Bible and note how God called men to do a different type job. They were all to be his men. You know, in this day, when we look around as the Christian workers, we do not stop to realize sometimes that God still called men to do a certain job in a certain way. Now, for instance, when Jesus sent on high and led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto men. He gave some prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints on the work of the ministry. In the program of God, for the perfecting of the saints on the work of the ministry, there were different people called to do different things. Now, they all had the same responsibility. They had the same master, the Lord Jesus Christ. They were commissioned by him, but each in his own place. Now, if you take your Bible down and take the characters of the Bible, and go through and read the story of those characters. God called Moses to do a job. Look how much trouble Moses had. Had trouble with Aaron. He and fellow should have stood by. He had trouble with his folks down there. You remember when he came down, they'd made the golden calf. You remember the story. He had to fight his way through a wilderness. Led an army to battle. Did you ever stop and think about it? Go on, take the prophets of the Old Testament. Take every one of them. Now notice definitely. Take David. Now, David was upright, according to the Bible, except in one particular. He fell one time, and you can't justify it, and the Bible didn't do it. God never justifies wrongdoing. But every character in the Bible called of God to do a job always met opposition, difficulty, and had trouble. You know, the devil was created way back yonder. We don't know just when. And he's always been opposed to God since the day he fell. And he fell through pride. And that's the way people usually fall, through pride. And all down the ages, the devil has hounded the steps of every man of God that was called of God to do a job. Now, God does not always call perfect men. Abraham wasn't a perfect man. Now, you go to analyzing the characters of those men, naturally, they were not a perfect man. Abraham wasn't. Abraham believed God. That's one good thing about him. He was fundamental and sound there and was counting him for righteousness. Abraham had many wonderful things about him. So did David and so all the rest of them. But those men were not perfect men. If you'd have lived with them, been around them, you'd have found they had faults like the rest of us. Now that's interesting, you know. We make such wonderful saints out of them and we wouldn't discredit them at all. But all the good things about those men came from the gift of God and the grace of God and the calling of God. You take the Apostle Paul. No man ever fought more bloody battles, spiritually speaking, than Paul fought. He was called to be an apostle. And he was separated under his job. He stuck to his job. He stuck to his business. Now, you notice what always happens. Now, don't you get an idea that you won't have trouble if you do what God wants you to do. You'll go up against it. Now, mark my word. And the measure of your opposition will be the measure of the impact of your testimony. Always you can notice it. Now, the devil opposes a man here whose circle is limited, much less than he may oppose a man here who has a greater responsibility. And the measure of your opposition now will be the measure of your loyalty and faithfulness to your calling in the place that God puts you. Now, I'm not calling your attention to the troubles that David had. He had a lot of them. He said so. Enemies were increasing. Looked like everybody's turned against him. Reminds me of one time when my good friend, Governor Graves of Alabama, was first elected governor. I was a close friend of his and was living in his governor's mansion to help him organize the legislature. And one morning I got down a little early, and the morning papers came out. And you never saw as much denunciation in your life of a man as there was against Governor Graves and his administrative policies. He wound up to be the most popular governor probably the state of Alabama ever had. He was converted when he was a young fellow out in Texas. Like all the rest of us, he was not a perfect man. He had his faults, but he never got away from that experience he had when he was a boy. And you'd always go back and talk about the Lord, and he'd respond. Well, we were sitting there, and I said, now, after we'd read everything in the paper, all the crowd was seemed to be opposed to what he was trying to put through his revenue measure and so forth. So we got over, I said, read the editorial, Governor. He said, my heavens, is there an editorial, too? He hadn't been in politics long. He'd been a military man, see. And that seemed to be a little overwhelming at first. He was very courageous. One out, was governor twice, and would have been governor the third time. He died just before he was elected. Well, you know, I remember when I was a young fella, I used to get out and start a campaign back in the days when you're fighting the liquor interest and so forth. And the papers would denounce you, and there'd be editorials against you, and folks would say things about you. And I used to suffer tremendously. I used to worry about it. And say, well, I'm ruined now, you know. And I soon found out that if you're in God's will, that opposition amounts to nothing. Now, David knew that. I know from one verse here. He said, I laid me down and slept. Went on home, went to bed, and went to sleep. Let them rave. Let the enemies rise up. Look up to God Almighty. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to be able to sleep when the guns on the battlements of hell are shooting around you? Wouldn't you admire a soldier that said, I've got 15 minutes to rest, let him shoot now. I'm going over here and trust God and take a little nap now so I can be better equipped for the business. Isn't that wonderful? What a great man David was. I hadn't always been able to sleep, see. You probably stay awake and toss all night for nothing. David had everything on him, all the opposition imagined, all you can think of, enemies rising up. And he said, I laid me down and slept. Waked up and said, well, God took good care of me. It's a wonderful thing to have an experience where God takes care of you. See, step by step. I've made 10,000 mistakes. I wonder sometimes how I've made so many in my lifetime. But I've had a long time. But I wonder how I could have made so many. But as I look back over my life, I can see the protecting hand of God in everything that ever happened. The things that looked worst to me and seemed hardest to me were the best things ever happened to me. I look back over the history of this school. I look back over the difficulties, the financial depression, the financial crash. The day I cashed out my life insurance and paid some floating debts that were not my debts at all. But they were debts that were owed to people because they trusted me. I went around and paid them. I look back over the years, step by step, step by step. And I can see a strange guiding hand of God. And as I'm reaching old age now, I want to give him the glory for guidance and protection and help. I can look back and from a human standpoint see mistakes that I made. Mistakes that we all make. You never get where you don't make. But I can look back and see the very mistakes. The mistakes that we made. And God Almighty took those and turned them into blessings. He always does. If in a man's heart he's sincerely doing what God wants him to do, as he understands it, David said, I laid down and slept, had a good nap, and got up and found things in good condition. Lord had taken care of me. Maybe the enemy had retreated while he was sleeping. Maybe he was defeated while he was sleeping. Maybe something happened to him some other way. I waked up and found that God had sustained me. Now, Christian people, you have your problems. You may think sometimes, well, mine are the biggest in the world. Listen, they may be big to you, but God doesn't lay on anybody more than he's able to bear. God never puts a load on your shoulder that you can't carry. He's not that kind of a God. He never lets the devil put anything on you you can't carry. He always sustains you if you trust him. If you've got enough faith to take a nap in the midst of battle and trust God Almighty, you've got enough faith in God to let God take care of you. Now, let's remember that. Some of you have problems at home. You're worried about things going on. You're always troubled. Maybe it's some little something. You don't just wasn't going to happen. I may be talking to somebody this morning that's facing something in some kind of a sorrow or concern. Maybe you haven't said anything about it to anybody. But your heart's being pulled at. I know all about those things. You can't think of many sorrows I haven't had long life's way. I've had, of course, a happy home for which I praise God. But I look back over the years of my life, and there are very few people that come to me with a problem that I haven't met that problem somewhere along the way. And I want to tell you something. I want this to be my testimony. God never lets you down. He'll never let you down. David said, I went home, went to sleep, had a good nap, waked up, found everything's all right. He'll be always all right. All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, notice that now. God has a purpose for your life. You know, I sometimes think that Bob Jr. has so much more faith than I have. Bob Jr. said to me the other day, he said, this school, as long as it fulfills the purpose of God for his life, will be taken care of. As long as it's doing what God wants it to do, it'll be taken care of. And that's true in your life. If you're faithful now, where God puts you, in a limited circle or a big circle, and you don't waver, don't let anything bother you, go on down the road doing your duty. You can go down home at night and go to sleep. And you let God protect you. Let God take care of you. Let God watch over you. I laid me down to sleep. As I slept, guns were shooting. Enemy raving. Mobs were forming. And I waked up, he said. And God had sustained me. What a promise. Make a note of that verse, will you? It's the fifth verse of the third Psalm. Read all those verses that preceded. And then he goes on, I'll take it up tomorrow from there on. I laid me down and slept. I laid me down and slept. And I woke. I waked, for the Lord had sustained me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for a God whose eye never sleeps. He's never weary, except with our sins. He never gets tired. He's always on schedule. He opened the door of the morning today just on the second. He's always where he ought to be, and he's always with his own. He watches over them in the nighttime, protects them in the daytime. No good thing will he withhold them to walk uprightly. Never will he withdraw his protection from any of us that trust him. We can afford to sleep, not worry, and rest in the Lord. How wonderfully good thou hast been to us. And we thank thee that some of us can say this morning, in sincerity, this verse is true to us. Surely goodness and mercy follows all the days of our lives. We praise Thee. And we thank Thee for the assurance for the future. Keep us by Thy power and keep this school true to Thee and keep each one of us individually in the center of Thy will for our lives. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.